Who's got the best rooster? Excitement builds during the week. As Sunday afternoon grows close, the rooster's crowing takes on more urgency. On Sunday afternoons, a stadium in a local neighborhood opens for business, and men pay for permits to fight their birds. The fighting cage in the middle of the stadium looks small from the bleachers, and the birds inside it are hard to see. However, you can tell how the match is going by listening to the rise and fall of waves of sound. Sound rumbles at the beginning of the fight as birds are primed and hawkers take bets. It crescendos during the match, if it is a good one. At the end, there is almost a silence as the referee picks up a dead rooster who was lost and presents it to the owner of the winning rooster to take home and put in his cooking pot. Fighting is both human and animal history. Martial arts cage fighting makes the old Friday night television boxing matches look tame. Gladiators and Roman extravaganzas, blood in the sand, and crowds watch the emperor's thumb to see if a man lived or died. David and Goliath was a spectacular biblical fight. This early round is over quickly. A new pair of animal contestants and their human trainers enter the ring. I bet 1,000 pesos and lose, but next week will be different. This event for me isn't entertaining. Betting on life or death isn't a wager I like to make, especially when animals are involved.